Mona was in the throes of finishing a novel about her mother and their peregrination from Wisconsin to Los Angeles, anywhere but here. Those who've read it will not be surprised that Joanne was somewhat quirky in the way she imparted to Mona the news about her brother. She refused to say who he was, only that he had been poor, had gotten rich, was good-looking and famous, had long, dark hair, and lived in California. Mona then worked at the Paris Review, George Plimpton's literary journal housed on the ground floor of his townhouse near Manhattan's East River. She and her co-workers began a guessing game on who her brother might be. John Travolta? That was one of the favorite guesses. Other actors were also hot prospects. At one point, someone did toss out a guess that maybe it's one of those guys who started Apple Computer, but no one could recall their names. The meeting occurred in the lobby of the St. Regis Hotel. He was totally straightforward and lovely, just a normal and sweet guy, Mona recalled. They all sat and talked for a few minutes. Then he took his sister for a long walk, just the two of them. Jobs was thrilled to find that he had a sibling who was so similar to him. They were both intense in their artistry, observant of their surroundings, and sensitive yet strong-willed. When they went to dinner together, they noticed the same architectural details and talked about them excitedly afterward. "My sister's a writer," he exulted to colleagues at Apple when he found out.